You will hear a photojournalist called Angus MacDonald talking about a trip he made recently. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences.
Today we are going to hear from Angus MacDonald, a photojournalist who recently went on a fabulous assignment along the Silk Road across Central Asia. Angus.
Thank you. Yes, today I'm going to tell you about my recent trip to some of the most remote areas of the world. It was the kind of assignment every photographer dreams of. Last September, completely unexpectedly, I was contacted by this charity and asked if I would be interested in travelling to virtually every country in South and Central Asia. And normally, as a reporter, the newspaper paid for my trips, but in this case, the charity said they had a sponsor who would fund the whole thing. I was delighted. Obviously, the trip had an objective. The charity gives money to support the preservation of art all around the world, normally in areas that don't really have the spare finance to do this. My work was to create a brochure to highlight the charity's work and encourage people to apply for grants to preserve important artistic works. So, between October and December, I travelled to 11 countries. A fantastic trip. What I was doing during this 8-week period was visiting organisations which were already receiving funding from the charity and documenting 24 projects. The money had been used for a wide variety of things, and this range was what the charity wanted to advertise. It was a fascinating trip, and I was very well looked after. I didn't have to travel alone, but was instead accompanied in each region by local experts. Their job was to fill me in on each of the important works being preserved. Often, we were miles off the beaten track, in very remote areas that had been key posts in the past, hence all the art that was there. And there were some amazing highlights. It wasn't all about visiting dusty museums. For example, one highlight was when we witnessed a wonderful moonlit show given by a group of wandering musicians who played on ancient instruments. A real lost art. And of course, I got to photograph some incredible pieces of art. I think the experience that sticks most in my mind was taking photographs of all the metals in the State Museum in Kyrgyzstan. In the basement, there was also a series of wonderful gold objects, and then upstairs were some previously uncovered murals which were badly affected by rainwater. This is exactly the sort of thing the charity is trying to help preserve, so the work has been very successful there. When the restoration work the museum is doing at the moment is completed, all these objects will be put into custom-built cabinets, which are secure and climate-controlled in order to preserve the objects. And then the Kyrgyz people will be able to see them for the first time.
You'll now hear again.
Today we are going to hear from Angus MacDonald, a photojournalist who recently went on a fabulous assignment along the Silk Road across Central Asia. Angus.
Thank you. Yes, today I'm going to tell you about my recent trip to some of the most remote areas of the world. It was the kind of assignment every photographer dreams of. Last September, completely unexpectedly, I was contacted by this charity and asked if I would be interested in travelling to virtually every country in South and Central Asia. And normally, as a reporter, the newspaper paid for my trips, but in this case, the charity said they had a sponsor who would fund the whole thing. I was delighted. Obviously, the trip had an objective. The charity gives money to support the preservation of art all around the world, normally in areas that don't really have the spare finance to do this. My work was to create a brochure to highlight the charity's work and encourage people to apply for grants to preserve important artistic works. So, between October and December, I travelled to 11 countries. A fantastic trip. What I was doing during this 8-week period was visiting organisations which were already receiving funding from the charity and documenting 24 projects. The money had been used for a wide variety of things, and this range was what the charity wanted to advertise. It was a fascinating trip, and I was very well looked after. I didn't have to travel alone, but was instead accompanied in each region by local experts. Their job was to fill me in on each of the important works being preserved. Often, we were miles off the beaten track, in very remote areas that had been key posts in the past, hence all the art that was there. And there were some amazing highlights. It wasn't all about visiting dusty museums. For example, one highlight was when we witnessed a wonderful moonlit show given by a group of wandering musicians who played on ancient instruments. A real lost art. And of course, I got to photograph some incredible pieces of art. I think the experience that sticks most in my mind was taking photographs of all the metals in the State Museum in Kyrgyzstan. In the basement, there was also a series of wonderful gold objects, and then upstairs were some previously uncovered murals, which were badly affected by rainwater. This is exactly the sort of thing the charity is trying to help preserve. So the work has been very successful there. When the restoration work the museum is doing at the moment is completed, all these objects will be put into custom-built cabinets, which are secure and climate-controlled in order to preserve the objects. And then the Kyrgyz people will be able to see them for the first time.